Scene 11, The Asylum.
The case of Renfield grows even more interesting. He has been perpetually violent this past week to anyone who tries to assist him. His pets, those spiders and insects for which he cared so much for, have now become his diet. Each time he eats one, he uses his fingernail to scratch a tally into the door. He has eaten no normal food for days. Such a downfall of a man. So incomprehensible. I sometimes think we must be all mad and that we shall wake to sanity in a straitjacket.
My friends, my family, they think I would hurt you. Fancy me hurting you, the fools. Remember that I don't take any stock in cats or dogs. I have all of you in my little house. We're all here, ready for my master. I have more to think of now, and it all can wait. I can wait. 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 You! Won't you be very good to me and let me have a little sugar? I think it would be good for me. Very good for me. Or would you like a fly? They tickle your tongue until you swallow. Where's my sugar? The flies, yes. The flies like it too. I like the flies, and therefore I like the sugar. Would you care for a fly? I wouldn't. They are disgusting little things. I'm sick of all that rubbish. Birds. Winged birds. They like sugar as well. We shall enjoy it together, the winged birds and I. Coo.
Okay. Scene 12. Hillingham House, Hampstead, London.
I owe you so much, Dr. Seward. You really must take care not to overwork yourself. You are looking pale and tired.
Take it easy, young Lucy. Professor Van Helsing will be back in a moment.
Oh, that boring professor who just fusses over me all day and all night. Am I that much of a spectacle? Am I that much of a special case? I'm so tired, I'll drift off again before our wonderful professor returns.
Take this. It'll help you rest.
Are we alone?
Yes, Professor.
I've been up all night. Take this.
Garlic.
We must fasten all windows and lock all doors. Lucy's symptoms, her sleepwalking, her paleness, her visions, the marks on her neck.
I understand her symptoms, Professor.
We must act quickly, before it is too late. We must be alert at all times. Lucy must be guarded at all times. Put it around her neck. Just in time. You must follow my every word and trust me. If you do not trust me now, then you must go.
Why are you acting so strange, so peculiar?
It is the strange and peculiar that brings me here. Madam, you stay here with this poor young thing. Seward, help me through here. I have many books and files that need consideration.
They exit. Mrs. Westenra falls asleep. Dracula enters. Lucy invites him in. Lucy removes garlic from her neck. Sequence, opera dancing. Mrs. Westenra is going to die from fright upon seeing Dracula.
Oh, such joy. I mean, help, help! Ah, the bites!
Seward and Van Helsing call from off stage.
Lucy! Open the door!
It's locked shut.
Lucy! Open this door!
Dracula bites Lucy. She falls to the floor. Dracula exits.
Oh, what a night! What a night! Give me more! Give me more!
They burst in.
Calm her down. The sedative.
No!
Mrs. Westenra, can you hear me? She's dead.
Poor girl. A mother and daughter dead together. My dear Lucy, there is peace for you at last. It is the end.
Not so, Dr. Seward. Not so. It is the beginning. It is the beginning of something. I have had my suspicions about, but we can do nothing as yet. Wait and see. Ah, someone was in here with them. The window. It's open. We fastened and locked the window shut, did we not?
Every window and way of entry to the house. No living person could get in here. We were the other side of the door.
Exactly, Dr. Seward. No living person. We are talking about the undead. The undead who infect the living. They die slowly as their blood becomes poisoned with darkness. A mighty power is the first instigator. We must find the source.
We have two dead women here that need to be laid to rest.
I hope so. I hope they can rest.
Lucy and her mother were laid to rest the next day.
A funeral of convenience or a funeral of pity?
They were both laid to rest in the Westerner family tomb.
Professor van Helsing convinced Seward to attend the tomb that very night.
Then we have scene 13, which is a videotape of the Hampstead Horror News recording. Then we go on to scene 14, the Westerner family tomb.
We must proceed with caution. This is her coffin. Are you satisfied now?
I am satisfied that Lucy's body is not in that coffin. But that only proves one thing.
And what is that?
That it is not there.
That is good logic. Body snatchers? No. A mistake? No. Listen.
It's her.
What a night for tricks. What a night for games. All those little children waking from their beds, yet they don't return.
Keep away from us, you monster.
Ah, the clever one. Why are you so hostile towards me? It still hurts. I still hurt. Come look after me.
Lucy gets closer. They hold the crucifix in front of them. Lucy backs off. She snarls and growls and gets violent. Van Helsing perseveres with the crucifix.
By the power of God the Almighty, keep wickedness away. The unconquerable leader, be present with the people of God against the spiritual wickednesses which are bursting in upon them, and bring them the victory.
Lucy goes back to her coffin. She sleeps.
She sleeps?
The power of faith. The undead despise our Christian beliefs. Now, we must work quickly. First, we will drive a stake through her heart as she sleeps. Then, I want to cut off her head and fill it with garlic. Then, our dear Lucy can lay to rest.
You're mad! You're monstrous!
Believe me, I am not the monster.
They drive a stake through Lucy's heart. Lucy screeches. Then Seward passes the sword to Van Helsing. As the lights dim down, and then there's going to be a sequence involving the whole cast. End of Act 1.